With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Private contractors who take care of Montanans with developmental disabilities are losing state contracts due to Montana's budget woes. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
This means many case managers across the state are losing their jobs, and small-town service providers are grappling with how to provide care on a reduced budget. Michelle Eliason is executive director of Milk River Incorporated. Her nonprofit organization runs group homes and a work center for 28 clients with developmental disabilities in Glasgow. She says the town is losing their two privately contracted case managers due to the budget cuts. For someone with developmental disabilities, losing a case manager is losing an advocate.
You know, that just one more person that cares, that's checking in on them, that is looking out for their well-being.
The state health department is going to try and continue that work by providing regionally based case managers on its staff. But Eliason says the state hasn't given many details beyond that.
I haven't seen anything come out of how they are exactly going to work it once the case managers are gone.
Eliason says her organization will also lose additional funding because the state health department is reducing how much it pays Medicaid providers by about 3%. While Milk River won't stop serving clients, Eliason says the reduction makes it even harder for them to hire and pay caregivers a decent wage.
We are already short-staffed. You know, this is already a position that's hard to fill because of the job that they do, and they already get a low wage. So it's tough to compete with McDonald's, you know, where they make $12 to $15 an hour, where we only can give 11.
Eliason says that means they're about 10 employees short of where they should be. The state's funding cuts go into effect March 31st. I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.